T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com. This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Icy roads bring cancellations across South Central Kansas. We've got the story.
Stepmom arrested in the Lucas Hernandez case. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. New details surrounding the alleged assault of two children at the downtown YMCA have been released.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Roads are slick again this morning, but freezing drizzle so far has been light. We'll talk about what we can expect later on this afternoon in our forecast, which is coming up.
Many streets and roadways across South Central Kansas are ice-covered or ice-spotted this morning. That means hazardous driving conditions. And if you're venturing out, you'll need to take it slow and easy. The Emergency Accident Reporting Plan is in effect for the city of Wichita. This means closings and cancellations for many schools and organizations across the area, including Wichita's public and Catholic schools, as well as Wichita State University, Newman, and Friends.
Wichita police have made an arrest in the case of Lucas Hernandez, the 5-year-old boy who's been missing since Saturday. Deputy Police Chief Gavin Seiler says the boy's 26-year-old stepmother, Emily Glass, was booked into Sedgwick County Jail yesterday afternoon.
This case is now considered a criminal investigation. Investigators have arrested a 26-year-old female on 2 counts of child endangerment. Charges are related to new information gathered during this investigation. The search for Lucas is ongoing, and we are still asking the public for assistance.
Anyone with information is asked to call the tip line at 316-383-4661.
Wichita police have released new details associated with the alleged assault of two children at the downtown YMCA.
The listing of evidence that led police to arrest 21-year-old Caleb Gaston, a probable cause affidavit, was released on Wednesday. In the affidavit, a mother says she noticed problems with her 4-year-old daughter after she was at the Wise Kid Zone. The girl was checked by nurses and doctors, and the mother notified police. A review of security video from the Kid Zone was also done by police. According to the affidavit, the video shows Gaston striking the 4-year-old girl twice in the face and then at some point taking her to the bathroom where the alleged assault happened. Gaston is due back in court on February 27th. He remains in jail on $1 million bond. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
1 week after the nation's latest school shooting, hundreds of students and staff gathered at the state capitol in Florida demanding change and a future in which mass shootings are a thing of the past.
Across the country, students made similar demands, protesting and walking out of their classes. It seems like they have the country and Washington's ear. The president hosted a listening session at the White House. The topic, improving school safety.
Many ideas that I have, there are many ideas that other people have. And we're going to pick out the strongest ideas, the most important ideas, the ideas that are going to work, and we're going to get them done. It's not going to be talked like it has been in the past.
President Trump has signaled he is open to tighter gun laws. A White House source says he is considering supporting raising the minimum age for owning a gun. And this week, he directed the Justice Department to ban rapid-fire devices like bump stocks. In Washington, I'm Ellison Barber, Fox News.
More legal trouble for former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort.
Prosecutors have filed at least one new charge against President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his aide Rick Gates. That filing is under seal, so what's included isn't being made public. But the move comes after prosecutors said they uncovered additional criminal conduct related to a mortgage on one of Manafort's properties. Prosecutors say Manafort committed fraud by giving the bank doctored statements that overstate the income of his consulting business by millions of dollars. Manafort's previously denied any wrongdoing regarding his mortgages. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Crews used boats to help residents evacuate their homes in northern Indiana after rainstorms sweeping across the Midwest Wednesday, combined with melting snow to flood rivers, roads, and other low-lying areas in several states. The weather has already been blamed for hundreds of car crashes and several fatalities, including a crash that killed four people along a slippery interstate in Nebraska. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll fill you in on basketball action last night for the Shocker men and the K-State men. We'll have details coming up in sports.
An alert school security officer may have stopped a mass shooting in Los Angeles. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. An alert school security officer may have stopped a mass shooting in Los Angeles.
The LA County Sheriff announced a 17-year-old's been arrested for making criminal threats. Marino Chavez is a security guard at El Camino High School, and 2 days after the Parkland, Florida shooting, he heard this teen say
that within 3 weeks there would be a school shooting on campus.
The sheriff's department was called and detectives searched his home. Four weapons were found and 90 high-capacity magazines. His brother, who said they were all his, was arrested on a variety of counts.
Just since February the 14th shooting in Florida, our department has dealt with 19 threats of violence targeting schools, school administrators, or students.
Sheriff Jim McDonald's urging people who see threats on social media to report them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Fidelity Bank and its owners have donated $1 million towards a new business school at Wichita State University. The university announcing the donation yesterday from the bank, foundation, and the bank's owners, the Bastian family. The donation brings total private donations for the building to $11.5 million. The university says about half of the building's estimated $50 million cost is expected to be raised privately, the remaining amount coming from university funds.
Oklahoma educators, frustrated with low pay and another round of proposed cuts to public schools, are mulling the idea of an organized walkout to show their disappointment. Momentum was spurred this week when hundreds of residents packed a school board meeting in Bartlesville. Organizers hope to replicate the success of a 4-day teacher strike in 1990 that led to tax increases to fund a broad range of education initiatives in Oklahoma. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic update here on this Thursday morning commute. Traffic is running fairly smoothly in the Wichita area right now. We do have slow-moving traffic, obviously, with some slushy main roadways, very slick side roads, but people so far sailing pretty much accident-free. We do have an injury traffic accident right now. Emergency crews are in the southbound lanes of the Kansas Turnpike, just south of Hayesville. We've also had a car slide off the eastbound lanes of K-96 between West and Hoover. But that's all we have to report right now, just a couple incidents right now. So stay slow and get to your destination safely. A traffic update from KNSS Radio. This is Ted Woodward.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey there. Yeah, it is definitely a slippery morning out there. Oh, gosh. It's been a week. I mean, remember, like, last week we were, like, praying for any type of moisture, and here we go. So, hey, as you get ready to head out the door, current conditions, we do have overcast skies, 28 degrees, a brief lull in the freezing drizzle, the mist. You may run into that here this morning. So as you get ready to go out and hit the roads this morning, you see something that looks like it's wet, treat it as if it is ice. Please reduce your speed and just take it easy. There's no rush. It's just Thursday. As we head into the early part of the afternoon, that's when we're expecting another wave of wintry weather. So we're really not completely done with that ice threat just yet. Through the afternoon to the evening hours, we'll watch a light wintry mix, including some freezing rain, and that could easily allow for some additional ice accumulations on that. Nothing major, but we know even just the smallest bit of ice could easily allow for some problems and maybe traveling. So I'm expecting this to clear out as we head by 6, 7 o'clock in the evening hours. By 10 o'clock, the state is quiet and dry. Temperatures drop back down below freezing tonight. So additional slick roads can be expected with refreezing first thing Friday morning. For this Thursday, I'm going to call it a high of 35. So we do have an opportunity for some things to melt away. But if we add that extra layer on for this afternoon, again, it could be slippery for the drive home. Overall, an icy day. Schools were canceled for today in some areas. I think that was a good call. But I do think that school will be back in session for Friday.
You do, huh?
I do. Yeah. We've got enough of an opportunity here for the road crews to get out there and treat everything.
Yeah,
just a long opportunity right there for to clean up that mess.
And all those students listening to Stephen Taylor saying,
and they're like, oh, who is this girl? Get her off.
Yeah. I usually got bored after about one snow day, and I want to get back and see my friends and get back and further my education and my knowledge. I've always had a...
That's the attitude.
I've always had an unquenchable thirst for more knowledge.
Yeah.
And school is where you find it.
Exactly. You won't find it anywhere else. And the internet thing, you can't trust that anymore.
Yeah. We used to have something called the internet, but it went on my grandmother's head. It was a hairnet was what it was there.
What? What did you just
say? And we had nets on our basketball goals, too, you know. I'm just talking nets right now. Nets. Yeah.
Okay, nets. Got
okay,
it.
Fine. Sorry I left you in the dust there. But.
Again, I'm like 12.
So. All right, so today's high, 36. Tomorrow's high, maybe 46, something like that.
I'm actually going for 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if we get enough sunshine, I think the temps will actually warm up nicely. That'll melt away all the ice. We do have another storm. Okay, do you want to know more about this? About the weather?
They'll talk about it tomorrow, okay?
We'll wait till Friday.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm talking bikinis on Friday, huh?
There we go. Now we're talking.
All right.
That's my kind of weather.
Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Well, with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bennett. Ted?
Tomorrow is the home opener for Shocker Baseball.
Really? Wow. Well, right now we got a cloudy sky and 28 degrees. Not much wind this morning, which makes it at least a little bit easier. You know, east wind at 6 miles per hour, 28 for a high yesterday. And this is the 22nd day of February, and that is very well known to Americans because the 22nd of February, anyone, Bueller, George Washington's birthday. George Washington is considered the father of our country, our first president, as you know, Ted.
Well, this used to be a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Used to,
they combined it.
Used to have the 22nd off.
Yeah, but not anymore. George Washington was a very wealthy planter from Virginia. He was he had fought in the French and Indian War, had a little experience, so he headed up the Revolution. As I understand it, he was one of our tallest presidents, going about 6'3".
Which, in his time, he was a giant.
Yeah, when the average
male... Literally and figuratively.
Average male was probably about 5'7 in those days. But we celebrate the birthday of our first president. And on this date in 1996, Wichita set an all-time record high for February when the mercury soared to 87 degrees. Are you kidding me? 87. Today we're going to get 36. All right, 7:50.
Oh, yeah, so we've had our hottest day in February ever on this day, and you go back to 1971, and we were finishing up a massive snowstorm on this day.
Yeah.
You never know what February 22nd will have in store.
Anything can happen. 7:16, Steve and Ted, and if you are like Ted and I, now I have a garage, and my wife keeps our family bus in there, but I have my utility SUV that I use for work. It sits outside, so... I got to scrape the windshield this morning. Took me a while, too. And you scraped yours about 3 times in the past 24 hours, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you were going Shocker
in
locker
the past
room.
Past 11 hours, yeah. I had to scrape after the Shocker game. I had to scrape after the locker room show. And then I had to scrape to come in this morning.
And I was hitting mine so hard, I thought that little plastic thing was going to break this morning.
I
better get a bigger one, something with a little more reinforcement to it. But, it's one of those days. If you're outdoors, you got to leave it out there. Leave a little time. And the other thing is I thought about this too, Ted, this morning. Again, just a reminder, starting your car and letting it warm up while you go back inside, not a good idea because we get a lot of cars stolen that way, right?
Yeah, I looked through the police sheets yesterday. There were two or three auto thefts yesterday morning of people leaving their cars running and the keys in it and got stolen.
All right.
And you know what? Two or three will happen again today at least.
Sure will. Coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. We had basketball last night. Shockers were in action here at home, and Kansas State was playing as well, right, Ted?
Yep, a couple of basketball games last night. Both very different games, but pleasurable results for the folks here in the Sunflower State. Last night at Koch Arena, second-to-last home game of the season for the Wichita State men's basketball team. 12th-ranked Shockers taking on a team they'd never played before, Tulane. Shocks in the Green Wave last night at Koch Arena. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on KEYN. The Shockers built up a big 16-point lead by halftime, but they did not really build on that lead. Tulane came out of the locker room after halftime and got things revved up with some hot shooting, and the Shockers kind of had to hold off the green wave down the stretch. Thank goodness the Shockers obviously have a very talented and deep roster to handle things like that. Connor Frankamp, the Shocker senior out of Wichita North High School, came up big last night.
Shard a couple of dribbles, gives it up to Frankamp, eight to shoot. Connor splits two defenders down into the lane. Pull up from eight. Good. Connor Frankamp with another big play has 18 for Wichita State.
Big night for the senior. Frankamp tying his career high with 18 points, 11 of those in the second half. Landry Shamet, the Wichita State point guard, was not feeling well, and he did not suit up for the game last night. So Connor Frankamp got called into service as the point guard, and he did the job. Like we said, he scored 18. He also dished out four assists, and he had zero turnovers.
Well, there you go.
What's my number? Let me figure this out, Steve. Connor Frankamp this year, this season, he has 59 assists and 8 turnovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A 7.5-to-1 ratio there. It's
taking care of the ball, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he has not missed a free throw this season. He's made 26 for 26 at the free throw line.
I hope you didn't jinx him there.
And he's made 27 in a row going back to last season.
Wow.
And the Shockers held off Tulane and won the game 93-86. Big game for Connor Frankamp, among other Shockers last night. Here's Shocker head coach after the game, Greg Marshall.
Connor Frankamp was incredible. He ran the show for 32 minutes. He goes 7 for 12, 2 for 4 from 3, both of his free throws. 18 points, 4 assists, 3 steals, no turnovers. You know, they isolate him a little bit on defense. They try to post him and drive him and bully him a little bit. You know, he did okay, but gosh, we really needed him for sure tonight. He was great.
And some post-game comments from Connor Frankamp.
We work on late-game situations and these kind of situations every single day in practice, so the guys feel pretty confident in it, but we just didn't play that good of defense in the second half. They scored, I think, 55, so that's something we really got to work on.
Shocks still survive and win the game 93-86. And once again, another team that just does not have an answer for Wichita State's Shaq Morris. Shaquille Morris tied his career high with 25 points, 7 of 11 shooting, and he had 9 rebounds, and he went 10 for 13 at the free throw line.
Pretty good night.
Yeah, Shaq was right in there. Wow. Marcus McDuffie had a big night for the Shocks with 15 points. C.J. Kaiser had a career high with 11 points, and the Shockers win it last night. 93-86. Shocks now 22-5 on the season and just a half game now behind first place Cincinnati in the standings. Okay, a lot of scoring at Coke Arena last night. Not a lot of points in Manhattan last night. Kansas State and Texas going at it. Neither team had passed the 40-minute mark about midway through the second half. Kansas State finally with a late scoring surge. Outscored the Longhorns 16-4 at the end of the game. 14 of those 16 points came from junior Barry Brown as K-State wins it over Texas 58-48 as K-State now picks up its 20th win of the season, fourth time in the last 6 years. The Wildcats have hit the 20-win mark, 20-8 now on the season, and K-State has beaten Texas 4 times in a row. With that win, Kansas State now up into a tie for third place in the Big 12 standings. JUCO men's basketball. Last night, we were supposed to have Butler Community College at 12th-ranked Coffeyville, but that game got postponed because of the weather. They will try it again tonight. Dennis Higgins will have coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7 o'clock tonight. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coffeyville has won 11 in a row. Butler has won 5 out of 6. Tune in tonight for the Butler Grizzlies. And in women's basketball last night in Wichita, the KCAC Tournament quarterfinals, the Friends women beat McPherson 66-62. The Friends ladies have won 14 games in a row. They're ranked number 21 in the nation. Tonight is the KCAC men's quarterfinals. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Hi, Ted, 722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Nancy Pelosi's comments on wealth at a town hall meeting. Keep it here, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.